you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Hi, listening friend. It's Tuesday, February 5th, 2013. Co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo joins me in the studio. We have Jill Savage with Hearts at Home on the line with us. And a few quick announcements before we talk with Jill. Last night, as many of you knew, we began our live coverage of Founders Week. Wow, what a great conference. The theme is Knowing Christ. The morning sessions begin today on WGNN 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM at 9:30 with Mark Joby and James Ford sharing. And then tonight at 7 to 9, keynote speaker will be James McDonald, along with other special guests and the music ministry of the Moody Choir. So that's Founders Week, found on WGNN. Our stellar program lineup for WGNJ will continue. So this morning's program will re-air on WGNJ 89.3 FM. But on WGNN, beginning at 7 p.m. in the evening, Founders Week live coverage will be broadcast. Quickly point this out now, but the Hearts at Home Conference is coming to the Bloomington-Normal area March 15th and 16th, and you can find out more at heartsathome.org. Job 8:21, He will fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Psalm 126:2, Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. With us on the line is Jill Savage with Hearts at Home. Jill, thanks for being available for this edition of Mark and Friends. And Jason, I'm glad you're here in the studio with me, because last year we had you and Tasha summarize some of the things that she gleaned from her experience and how it changed her, and how you highly recommend all women in our listening area to attend. But Jill, Jason and I were just talking off air here. What really goes on? What do you women talk about at those Hearts at Home conferences?
I told my wife this morning, I said, we're going to be talking to Jill Savage, and we're going to find out what really happens there.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of laughter happens there. That would be probably one of the first things, and you don't have to worry. There is no male bashing going on. We just have so much fun at Hearts at Home conferences. They are really a blend of a pep rally for moms, a place that moms can get their batteries recharged, and mom school. It's really a blend of all of those things, where they just get that pat on the back that they desperately need, because, you know, it's very unlikely that your two-year-old or your teenager is going to walk up to you and say, gee, Mom, you're doing a great job. And so somebody needs to do that, and that's one of the things that Hearts does. And then, you know, every mom, I mean, there's just no place that a mom can really get her batteries recharged intentionally like a conference, where you feel affirmed for what you're doing, you feel equipped in what it is that you're doing and raising this next generation, and you feel educated. I mean, that's, where do you go to school? Where, you know, where's the instruction manual for these kids? And there isn't one. I mean, the Bible gives us a lot of wisdom, but what we try to do is take that wisdom and then really distill it down into practical takeaways. And moms say that they walk away refreshed, encouraged, and equipped to be the best mom they can be.
You know what, Jill, I was... When Tasha comes back, it's fascinating. We always, she comes back from Hearts at Home, she has a ton of notes. And it always seems like every year we wind up doing some sort of road trip or something. Somehow God always orchestrates a time where we get a huge chunk of time to share those notes together. Mm. And I said to a gentleman just the other day, well, his wife actually was over for dinner, and his wife said, I don't know if my husband's going to let me go. I mean, he has a big appointment the next day. I just don't know if it's going to be able to happen. And I called him up and I said, Todd, this is a game changer. Mm. I said, this changes your marriage. Your wife comes back with tools in her toolbox, or the tools she has are sharpened. Mm-hmm. And I remember last year we were doing a study, me and my wife, through Titus at the same time that she went to Hearts at Home. And I said, isn't it so great? Because it says in Titus, likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they should live, and not to be slanderers, addicted to too much wine, but teach what is good, so that they can train the younger women how to love their husbands and their children. And every time my wife comes back, she's a better lover of our kids. She's a better lover, a partner for me in marriage and ministry and all the things that we do together. So, I mean, I just want to affirm what you're doing because I think that it's powerful. But how do you guys select who's going to be there, or, you know, how do you guys look at how you're going to put it together? That's my first question I want to ask you. I'm going to give you two parts.
Yeah.
And the second part is maybe speak to that woman who isn't, you know, sometimes I think we go to conferences when our batteries are so far drained that we know if we don't go, what are we, else are we going to do? Speak to that woman who needs to go before the batteries get drained.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you first asked, how do we put the conference together? And the first place that we start is we usually pick a theme, some sort of a theme that's going to guide our year. And we have had themes that have identified with books that we've had. We've had themes that we just come up with because we feel like it's a theme that a mom can really relate to. This year's theme does go along with a brand new book that we have coming out called No More Perfect Moms. It's a book I wrote, and it actually comes out early February. So No More Perfect Moms looks at the fact that we live in a world that is obsessed with perfection. And then we begin to impose that perfection on our lives, on our families, on our marriages. And instead, what we need to do is embrace our real lives, the ones that aren't perfect, the ones that maybe don't match up to our expectations. And we really need to live in God's grace and be okay with the fact that we live imperfect lives, we live with imperfect people, but we can partner with a perfect God. So that's the theme for this year's conference. And so we began then to build around that theme. And that's what's going to be many of the messages that will be in our main sessions, our dramas. Those things are going to work around that theme this year. And then what we try to do is we put together a list of workshop speakers. And we usually offer over 30 workshops at a conference. So a mom can take, if she goes to our one-day option, she can take 4 workshops. If she goes to our two-day option, she can take 8. And those workshops are on either marriage, parenting, spiritual growth, organization, home organization, personal growth. Sometimes they're just plain old fun. They might be on cooking. They might be on your appearance and taking care of the body that God has given to you. I mean, we just have a wide range of workshops. So every woman that comes gets to design her day to meet her needs as a mom. Whether she is parenting toddlers or teenagers or sending them off to college, she is going to find workshops that are going to apply to whatever season of motherhood she's in. So that's how we began to put those together. We plan our Mom's Night Out specifically for moms to laugh. That is an optional session that moms can take on Friday night, and it is designed that they can just laugh. And so this year we're having comedian Anita Renfro as our guest at our Mom's Night Out. And Anita just really knows how to get to the heart of a mom. And women say, boy, that Mom's Night Out was like medicine. You know, we just don't laugh enough. And we need to find that joy and to be able to laugh at ourselves and to be able to laugh with other women who understand what our life is like. So that's kind of how we began to put a conference together. So this year's conference, we have Candace Cameron. Her maiden name was Candace Cameron from Full House. And she is going to be one of the keynote speakers. Anita Renfro will be Mom's Night Out. And then I will be the other keynote speaker. And then we've got fabulous workshops. Now, for that mom that her batteries are not run down completely, I want to just share something that I really have learned myself, and that is that it is really important for us to fill up our emotional and spiritual fuel tank in order to be able to take care of our family. And that has been a lesson that I've learned the hard way. There have been many times that I got too empty on my spiritual and my emotional fuel tank. And when you get to empty, well, what happens when you get to empty in your car? You're broken down on the side of the road and somebody's got to come rescue you. And there were too many times that I really got broken down on the side of the road. I was no good for my marriage, no good for my kids, because I let myself get on empty. And so what we need to do is we need to have intentional times to refuel. We need to be able to say, okay, I'm going to take 24 hours to fill up my tank so that I can turn around and I can be the best mom, be the best wife that I can be. Because you can't give out of nothingness. You can only give what you yourself have. And so taking these times to really recharge, to refresh our vision, why do we do what we do, to be reminded of why mothering is important and that we need to be intentional moms, to give our marriage the investment that it needs, that's when we need to step away and say, okay, I'm going to do this not just for myself, but I'm going to do this for my family. Because when I take care of myself, I take care of my family.
In case you just tuned in, we have Jill Savage on the line with us. She's with Hearts at Home, and there's a great conference coming to our area, to Illinois State University, March 15th and 16th. We highly recommend this for all women. And I know primarily, Jill, this is for like the married woman or the mother with children, but single women can glean truths and find many things that will apply to being married in the future or just other things that kind of transcends just the mom with children at home, right?
Oh, definitely. In fact, we're seeing an increasing number of women that are not moms that are attending Hearts at Home. They're hearing about it. They're deciding that they need that to get their spiritual tank filled up. They need to be reminded of priorities. And so we're seeing women both on the front end of motherhood. We're seeing women in later generations. We're seeing single women that are choosing to join us for that weekend and finding that it doesn't disappoint. And so definitely. And, you know, the other thing that we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of multi-generational groups come. So we're seeing moms that are coming with their daughters that are either young, maybe college students, or they're young moms themselves, and even coming then with their mothers. So sometimes three generations attending and sharing what they're learning, and it really opens up some communication lines. And so we're seeing that that's really increasing, and moms are thinking of different ways to utilize this.
So, Jill, when you and your team get together and you begin, like you said, this year you're going to do No More Perfect Moms. And, Jill, your comment intrigues me because oftentimes when I counsel people, the first thing that I end up having to attack is this idea of perfection, this idea of this false facade. You know, if we put a good coat of paint on the outside, if we have a nice-looking marquee, everybody will think we're the great family, we're the perfect family, everything's fine. And really, on the inside, we're a wreck. And, I mean, it's no surprise because Jesus said to the Pharisees, look, you clean the outside of the cup, but the inside of the cup is a dire mess. The inside of the cup is dirty. And was there something that you saw culturally happening or a phenomenon that you said, hey, not, even beyond, say, just this book where you said, look, we have really got to attack this idea of perfection and really shine some light in there and some truth, obviously just biblical God-honoring truth to bring people out of that.
Yeah, I have really seen that, particularly over the 20 years that I have been loving on moms. I have seen that we have this tendency to compare our insides to other people's outsides.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an unfair comparison. Because when I compare my insides to somebody else's outsides, it's like comparing apples to broccoli. I mean, there's just no comparison there because their outside is cleaned up. I can only see what they want me to see. I can't see what's really going on in their life. And I think that this has even increased since social media has begun.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what happens on Facebook. We compare our behind-the-scenes reel to other people's highlights reels because they're showing you only what they want to show you. Mm-hmm. They're posting only the things that they want to post. They're posting only the pictures they want to post. And oftentimes, they're putting their best foot forward and not sharing the tough stuff. And so I think that it causes us to really increase the comparison. And that is a huge struggle for moms. And when we do that, then it causes us to be dissatisfied with what we have. It causes us to be discouraged. And it causes us to feel like we don't measure up. And I think that is a very dangerous place for a mom to be because it doesn't assist her in being the best that she can be. And not only that, but it has us looking in the wrong place. Our eyes are not on the right things. And what we need to do is we need to recognize that our imperfections is why we have Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we need God's grace in our lives, is because He is perfect. He loves us as we are. He has accepted us. He gives us grace and mercy when we don't deserve it, so that we can turn around and give grace and mercy to those around us when they don't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is powerful for us to understand. And so I think that that's why we really felt like this was a message that we really had to explore and understand more fully and help women to live in the freedom of authenticity. Because right now they're bound up. They're bound up in the look. They're bound up in the fake. And we want to really help women to live in that freedom of authenticity.
You know, I'm thinking, Jason, I was going to say we're going to drop the gauntlet here, but maybe for women I need a different illustration or example, like we're going to work on the sewing machine. Well, I don't know. I have to think that through. But the gauntlet maybe won't really encourage women, but I want to encourage our gals, our ladies, to sign up for this conference. They can find out more information at heartsathome.org. heartsathome.org. It's coming to the Illinois State University, right in Bloomington Normal, really easy area for many of our listeners to get over to. It's March 15th and 16th, and I think this can have a life-changing impact on your marriage, on your home, on your heart. Hearts at Home. Jill Savage has served with this ministry for 20 years. Is that what you said?
Yeah, this is our 20th conference, so that we're celebrating our 20th anniversary.
Now, Jill, I know in the past you've shared some of your testimony over the air. I can't remember if it was Joey Kroll last year that you interviewed with and me a few years ago, but do you mind sharing a little snapshot into your life and how God has certainly shown you grace and mercy and comfort?
Oh, my goodness. Where do you even begin? Well, you know, I think that I have really come to grips with my imperfections. I mean, those places where I have had to grow and learn and let God mend and heal. You know, there has been my own dealing with my own anger as a mom, the places where I just feel like, you know, I always thought that motherhood was about what you were going to teach your kids. And what I've learned, it's about what God's going to teach you through your kids. So I've really had to learn a lot about myself and my expectations. In fact, some of my anger and a lot of what I share in No More Perfect Mom's book and will be sharing at the conference is that much of my anger and my frustration with my family is because my expectations are off the charts. And I need to change my expectations to better match reality. Reality of what a 2-year-old can do. Reality of what kind of responsibility a 12-year-old can handle. Those kind of things. One of the things that I've been very honest and open about is I've had a less than perfect marriage. We've had very difficult seasons, and I have shared those throughout the years. We just came out of a really tough season about a year ago, and in fact, it was 6 weeks before the conference that my husband actually left, and that was the darkest, deepest, lowest time in my life, and yet the time where I think I had the deepest intimacy with God. Mm-hmm. And I was faced with a choice. Do I do fake or do I be honest? I mean, I'm going to stand in front of 6,000 women, and what do I need to do here? And I really sought the Lord out, and I felt like I needed to be honest. And you know what I find? Honesty begets honesty. Mm-hmm. And when we're honest, it frees up other people to be honest as well. And so I really found that it was my honesty was a place of hope and healing for others, and encouragement that they weren't alone. And I continued to be honest about that journey on my blog over the coming months. And actually, about 4 months later, my husband did return home, and we have just been through a huge healing season, where both of us have learned a lot about ourselves, and we've learned a lot about our God. And I've tried to be honest through that process along the way. So I have seen God be a redeemer in some huge ways in my life. But more than anything, I've seen him just be able to shine through the cracks in my own life. And I believe he can do that in each of ours.
And I think that's what both Jason and I so appreciate about you and the Hearts at Homes ministry, just the speakers that you bring in, how they communicate, the transparency, the hope, focusing on God, the biblical narrative, helping people get in touch with God through his word, and how you value God's word and the relationship that all these women can have, and providing that hope and that encouragement and those tools to help them succeed in knowing God and yet serving their family, their church, their community. So we highly recommend this conference coming March 15th and 16th. By the way, this program is archived at greatnewsradio.org. If you have a friend or somebody that's maybe struggling with their purpose in life or being a mom or being a wife, encourage them to stop by heartsathome.org or listen to this broadcast. It is archived again, like I said, at greatnewsradio.org. And you also see a picture of Jill on our homepage and our Facebook postings. So women, write this date down. And men, encourage your wives. Set aside a few little resources. Make sure you have babysitting or take over the family and the kids and watch them.
Yep.
Release her to go.
Yeah, and I just want to make, as a pastor, I want to make a personal call out to pastors, because we get a lot of, you know, a lot of my pastorate brothers out there are listening. Offer scholarships in your church for this.
Yes.
Women need to be able to go to this. They need to be able to go get their tank filled up. People on your, either your ministry teams, ministry wives, whatever it is, pastor, release your wife to go, but create scholarships. Put some money aside. When you look at your budget, look at how much money you're spending on the mortgage, you're spending on the phone bill, the internet, all those things. Where are you really putting your money? Put your money where your mouth is. Mm-hmm. And send these women. Like I said, this is a game changer. When my wife came back last year, and Jill, I want to thank you for this. She came back and she goes, you know, I realized that the last year, 2000, that would be like 2011, early 2012. She said, I've been living in scarcity. She goes, I've been looking around and finding all the things that are wrong, all the things we don't have, all the things that are scarce in our lives. And she goes, I came back with a new purpose, and that is to understand that God has abundantly blessed me, that I am rich beyond measure. And the world wants to tell me that I'm poor, but I am so rich. And it was through a message that came through one of the breakout sessions that she said, you know what, that really filled me up. It really brought clarity. So let's never discount how God is going to use people. I've heard so many testimonies about how God has used Hearts at Home to bring revelation to women and give them, repurpose them for what they need to do. So again, pastors out there, offer scholarships. And if your pastor won't offer a scholarship, call me and I will.
Hey, you can take Jason on the road with you with that great introduction and testimony and sharing.
I can, can't I?
Yeah. Hey, Jill, I wish we could talk some more. SRN News won't wait, but we're going to encourage our listeners, our women folk, to sign up, to stop by heartsathome.org, heartsathome.org. Get signed up. Attend this Hearts at Home conference. It will change your life. Thanks, Jill, for sharing and being transparent and loving the women in our area and really throughout our nation.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jill.
It's always fun to talk with you.
I'll call the stores in Bloomington and say, get that chocolate ordered now.
That's right.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.